In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, I want to speak to you about something that's been on my mind for some time. And it's the importance of spiritual reading. Spiritual reading. And in that spirit, I've recommended a couple of books. I know that they are sold in our bookstore, but you may have them lying around the house already, or they may be, you could easily access them online. But my recommendations are Father Mateo's wonderful book, Jesus, King of Love, and also with Corpus Christi coming up, Father Michael Mueller's wonderful book, The Blessed Eucharist. And I'd like to begin with a couple of analogies. And we know that what we put into our body has a direct influence on our body's health. If we eat junk food, we're more readily going to get sick. It's going to affect us adversely. Another analogy we could use is if you put bad gasoline into a car, it's not going to run very well. And if it's bad enough, it may even ruin the engine. So it's important that we be putting good things into ourselves. We are what we read. I truly believe that. We are what we read. And as creatures of sense, we're continuously taking things in. And they become part of us. So this reminds us that we must not expose ourselves to things that are dangerous or sinful. And we are seriously bound to avoid the occasion of sin. We must give that up. But we don't want, as well as that, there's that other great saying, nature abhors a vacuum. So instead of letting something bad come in, we have to put good things into ourselves. We have to put good thoughts into our minds. And I truly believe that Catholics do not do enough spiritual reading. And so I want to help cultivate that among everyone. And I know that every time I've read a spiritual reading book, I always had good thoughts that were there to help me to be better, to become more spiritual, to become holier, to distance myself more from sin and faults and imperfections. That's what spiritual reading does. Now, it's not as important as prayer, but it is still important. And may I remind you of prayer? The bishop gave us a wonderful reminder of that at his address at the graduation ceremony. You must pray every day. And through prayer, we communicate with God, but we are also receiving graces from God and inspirations from God that are critical. And we need to have a ton of prayer. Well, I shouldn't say literally, but we need to have lots of prayer in our daily lives. St. Alphonsus Liguori says, most of the graces we need for salvation will be obtained only through prayer. So you see, we have to pray a great deal. Does this not emphasize the need for that daily rosary, daily meditation? And the greatest prayer of all, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, Holy Communion. Those are the greatest means of grace. The sermon that's given at Sunday Mass puts good thoughts into your minds. But, you know, but by this afternoon, you may have forgotten it or it slipped away. So we need those good thoughts through spiritual reading to sustain us well through the week. And that will feed our souls. So I urge you to now, or to just increase this habit in your daily life. And then there's also the benefit of reading a book together as well as husband and wife, as parents and children. And then you can talk about the things that you read. It's like you all have a common toolkit. And it's more effective that way. We're all reaching into the same box, using the same tools as needed. I can still remember to this day, you know, spiritual reading books that my parents read to us as a family. And I can remember not a lot of them, but definitely some of them. It was a long time ago. But those holy thoughts are there. Now, there's two kinds of spiritual reading. There are the didactic books. In other words, they're just talking about the theory of the spiritual life. They explain some aspect. And then there's also the biographies, the lives of the saints, or anything historical. And of course, the Bible is the greatest reading book of all. It has both didactic and biographical. And we as Catholics know that we're guided by the church to interpret scripture correctly. But we should be studying the scriptures. I believe in the Acts of the Apostles, it was remarked how the Christians in Berea, that was a certain area of the Mideast, that they were devoted to daily reading of the scriptures. So they were taking this seriously, the need to nourish their minds through good reading. And I would recommend you aim for the same thing. Now, they didn't have the New Testament, so they would have been reading the Old Testament. The New Testament was being constructed from the time that our Lord ascended into heaven. Actually, probably was at least 10 years had gone by before the first book of the New Testament was written, and by the year 100, the books of the New Testament were complete, but they were not put under one cover till even later on. But they would study the scriptures. That's God's letter speaking to you. Do you want to know what God thinks? Wouldn't you like to know what God thinks? Of course we all would. Read the Holy Scripture. That's God speaking to us, the Word of God. But there's great value to be found in these other books that explain the spiritual life or some devotion, some virtue, some practice. And then aren't we all just really inspired by the life of a saint? And of course, sometimes it can be discouraging because you see the saints doing such amazing things and we compare ourselves and we see it's so little what I'm doing in comparison to this saint. And that's why there's that saying, some things are for our admiration, not everything is for our imitation. But the value of reading the lives of the saints is that it makes the gospel concrete. It shows the teachings of Christ and the church made very exemplified. Remember, St. Ignatius Loyola was a worldly Catholic soldier. In other words, he was barely a Catholic. And when he was laid up from an injury, out of sheer boredom, he began to read the lives of the saints. And at first, it repulsed him. But then again, he was just had to use his time. He was just getting absolutely bored out of his mind. So he picked up the Lives of the Saints. And it completely changed him. And he founded the Jesuit order, which in its good times did such incredible good for the church and for souls. So maybe that's why he has a book. He's holding a book in front of him. I can't make out the Latin from where I am, but definitely it changed him for the better. And that's what spiritual reading does. It changes you. It absolutely puts good ideas in our heads, and it counterbalances all of the bad things that could be coming into us. You know, remember, the world is after us through advertisements. You could say, because of electronics, the world has never been after us as much, the corruption of the world. And if we don't put good ideas in our minds, then again, the bad ideas will be working their way in there. I wanted to also share something, and I don't know where this is from, but I thought it was very helpful. Insofar as the idea of spiritual reading. Other things being equal, a person beginning the spiritual life with a taste for reading has a much greater chance both of advancing and of persevering than one who is destitute of such a taste. That's the point I'm trying to make today. You are so much better off for the good spiritual reading you do. Experience shows that it really is almost equal to a grace. The hardest thing in the world is to think, that is, to think real thought. Next to the power of thinking, we may reckon the power of reading as the most important of all the personal, non-supernatural qualifications for an inward life. It is not easy to think out for ourselves even very obvious things. Reading suggests them to us. It increases the light around us and also the light within us. The more we know, the less narrow our minds. Our sphere of vision is increased. Our horizon is wider. We gain time by appropriating through books the experience of others. We learn methods which shorten roads. We multiply our motives of action, and we infuse new vigor into old motives by understanding them better. It is the common rule that an ill-instructed person can never attain any considerable heights in devotion. A taste for reading raises us. It makes us better. It infuses an element of greatness into everything about us. So I thought that was well said. So, and I'm not doing this as an advertisement per se for the bookstore. Although you may want to buy books, now more books than before, wherever you get them from, read, and read often. And those thoughts, again, will strengthen your faith, encourage you, and inspire you on your journey to your eternal destiny. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.